Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Ours to Protect. A new project is brewing in Trim, which, if successful, would see the medieval Meath town take a significant step to improve its environment. Local environmental groups Sick of Plastic Trim and Trim Tidy Towns are working with local businesses to introduce a project to replace disposable coffee cups with a returnable version. Michael Breen is from Sick of Plastic Trim.
We're basically trying to get rid of disposable coffee cups from our local environment. And I suppose there's a number of reasons for that. It just seems an awful waste of resources. There's trees been cut down so that people can hold a paper coffee cup in their hand for 10 minutes and then throw it away. So it's an awful waste of resources. A lot of them end up in our environment as well. We've been told by our Tidy Towns volunteers, they're one of the big sources of litter. And, you know, we live in a beautiful town, and indeed we live in a beautiful county, so we'd love to take them out of our environment and protect our environment. We'd love to reduce waste, things that are going to landfill or to incineration, and we'd love to reduce carbon as well. You know, the cups that go for incineration release carbon, which contribute to an already overheating planet. So those would be the main reasons that we're looking to do it, and how we'd like to do that is to get people to get the coffee shops locally to introduce a returnable cup where people pay a €2 deposit for their cup initially. Then they can come back with it later or the next day, leave it in to be washed and just get a fresh cup and a coffee at the normal price.
If successful, the scheme would take over 360,000 disposable cups out of circulation in the town in a full year, or around 1,000 each day.
Yeah, and that's probably a conservative estimate, Michael. But, you know, even at that, it's 1,000 cups a day. I think, you know, probably maybe doesn't surprise a lot of people, because you go into a filling station or a cup of coffee, you know, or a coffee shop, wherever it may be. And we've gotten into the habit probably of using a lot of disposable coffee cups. So what we're hoping that the scheme will do is that the returnable cups aren't a be-all and end-all in themselves. We want them just to be a vehicle to remind people. You know, just have your travel mug or your keep cup in the car with you in your bag, and use that when you go for your cup of coffee. Most places then will give you a coffee at a cheaper price, so you're saving money as well. Or, you know, if you can, just sit in and have use a ceramic cup. So we're encouraging people to use the scheme to do that, and to try and get back to traditional values where we don't throw things away. And now it's known as a circular economy, but our parents just would have called it common sense.
The organisers of the initiative are currently finalising their plans and hope to launch in June if they can get sufficient local backing. They plan to present the scheme to local businesses later this month.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we don't like change as a rule. And I think recently we had an anniversary of the smoking ban. I think it was a 20-year anniversary, and people were screaming blue murder with that at the time, and it was like it was the end of the world. But there is resistance to change, but we're hoping that to really get the community behind us, and we think generally they will come behind it and see the benefit for their local environment.
The IFA claims agriculture hasn't caused climate change. 38% of Ireland's emissions are produced by the farming industry, according to the Environmental Protection Agency. Farmers have called for more supports to help with the changing climate. The president of the IFA, Francie Gorman, doesn't believe they've contributed to that.
Farming is not the cause of climate change, and the reality is that there's 2 billion more people been fed on the planet now. I think with a billion and a half hectares less of land being used. We have 800 million people going to bed every night hungry. That figure was 2 billion if you go back a number of decades ago. So I don't believe for a second that farming is the problem with climate change.
However, environmental journalist John Gibbons says farmers are at the coalface of the climate crisis.
There's been a reluctance on the part of many people in the agriculture sector to simply accept the reality that agriculture is a significant factor in climate emissions. And the issue really is, how are we going to manage? Because agriculture is in the front line of climate change. We're seeing this in Ireland with extreme weather events. We're going to see more and more of these extreme weather events.
And that's all from this week's episode. You can find out more information on lmfm.ie/ours to protect, and join us at the same time again next week.